Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How you doing?
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Today we're going to look at something that caught my eye quite a few years ago, originally published in The Hobbylar by Bob Black. The heading goes, German Crusaders and Vampires. I downloaded the document from the internet. I found it by entering Walquin's Schenk, who was the Grand Master of the Knights of the Sword in 1236. The 16-page document started promisingly with a quote from the initiation vows of the Teutonic Knights. Although I was slightly nonplussed, as the Salt Brothers were a different order to the Teutonic Knights, but I read the vow and continued. I got worried when the author stated that the Teutonic Knights were founded to fight shape changers and vampires in East Prussia. I must admit this is new to me. However, I read on. The author said that King Andrew of Hungary invited the Teutonic Order into his lands to deal with the Cumans. According to the author, the knights were unable to defeat the Cumans due to their mystic powers. Although he does not state that they were shape changers or vampires, he does say that there were strange encounters such as hill forts being garrisoned exclusively by women holding out against the knight. So the Teutonic knights called in the assistance of the Knights of St. John, who, it is said, had a great deal more experience in dealing with such matters. It appears that their spells were not able to cope with the Cumans, and the Teutonic knights had to fight them without the aid of magic. The Cumans were defeated, but it was by the German strength and steel alone. The author continues, to give the history of the Teutonic Order through the 1920s, the Nazi period, and up to the present day, it appears that today they still fight evil, although vampires are not mentioned. It is a fascinating document, however, it is not presented as fiction and the facts are wrong. The author has worked the history of the Teutonic Knights and the Knights of Christ in Livonia together. Even if we discount the fantasy element, this is not a document that should be accepted at face value. When I checked the folklore and traditions of the Lithuanians, Livonians, the pagans on the receiving end of the Knights of Christ's crusading zeal, I could find no evidence of beliefs in vampires. The Balts, the ancestors of both, believed in nature deities such as the sky god and the thunder god. Their thunder god was called Perkunos. Is this where we get the word percuss, to strike as in percussion? Like a lot of material on the internet, this material is presented as fact, and there is no way of verifying the text. If you access the material from a recognized site, such as the societies, then you can at least check the information with the people who presented it. I went off internet information when I found a site telling the story of the Black Watch Regiment. The site was superb, unfortunately. The first five facts were wrong, including some very basic information. Example, the regiment was the first to have a piper on its establishment and the first to wear Highland dress. I emailed the site, although I knew that the owner was not going to change his beautifully presented, if somewhat inaccurate, site, and he didn't. So be careful what you access from the net. Or more to the point, be careful what you believe. And if you do find references to the Teutonic Knights saving the world from vampires, either in medieval times or today, please don't bother telling me. Well, that was a short episode, but I thought you might find it interesting. You can seek this information out for yourself, if you're so inclined, but very interesting for me. Thanks for listening, and please tune in next time.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.